Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Friday, the 18th of October 2024. Today's topic is a peculiar gender problem too. Our text today is taken from Numbers chapter 27 verses 6 through 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Verse 7. The daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren. And thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If a man die, and have no son, then ye shall cause his inheritance to pass unto his daughter. And if he have no daughter, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his brethren. And if he have no brethren, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his father's brethren. Verse 11. And if his father have no brethren, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his kinsman that is next to him of his family, and he shall possess it. And it shall be unto the children of Israel a statute of judgment, as the Lord commanded Moses. Our memory verse today is taken from Numbers chapter 27 verse 27. The daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren, and thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them. Following the request of the daughters of Zelophehad on patrimony rights, as explained in part 1 of this discuss, Moses sought God. In response, God gave an answer that assuaged their fear and a new law was enacted, permitting daughters and relatives to possess the inheritance of their deceased forebears. It is apparent from the aforesaid that God forbids discrimination and hates injustice or partiality on whatever grounds. Most importantly, however, their passion and humble disposition reflect the power of prayers and faith in possessing our possessions as God's children. Instead of murmuring and threatening, believers should come boldly unto the throne of grace to obtain mercy for needed help, without necessarily going through intermediaries. Everyone who asks receives. Moreover, this episode also serves as a guide for Christian leaders, who must ensure equal treatment of members of the church, irrespective of their gender. Believers should also be more concerned about their heavenly inheritance. Quote for the day: Ensure equal treatment of members. The challenge for today is: Everyone who asks receives. Prayer. O God, guide us to do the right. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.